Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This. I'm your host, Kevin Pollock. This is your COVID-19 2020 edition. Yes, that. Well, I would appreciate you staying 6 feet away from me in your emails as well. But I don't know. Well, that seems like that. Like I said last week, I hope the rest of this is good. But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist in no particular order. Say hello to Chris Alvarado.
Hello, Chris Alvarado.
Chris Cock in the Walk. What else are you binging?
Well, my lovely girlfriend and I, Jessica Lowe, are watching a show called Outlander.
Yes, that's one of the most popular shows in the world right now. It's the number one, or was, at all the Comic-Cons, which are no more, which may be one of the interesting aspects of this particular virus. We can stop gathering in the hundreds of thousands.
That's right.
I mean, I know there was some money to be made there for a lot of people, but oh, Jesus.
But that's it. Outlander.
Outlander, you thumbs up? You'd recommend?
Thumbs up. I mean, it's interesting, I'll tell you what, but I will say one quick thing. Season one, episode 15, is one of the most goriest, and I mean gory, graphic, and brutal man-on-man rape scenes I've ever seen in my entire life.
Wait a minute, I'm just writing this down. You said season one.
Episode 16.
Episode 16.
Yeah.
Man-on-man rapey.
Okay. Yeah. Enjoy.
Gory rapey. Yeah, thank you for that mention. That's an asterisk. I know that we'll be watching something, and I'll go, oh, boy. And Jamie goes, you just don't like the man-on-man stuff, huh? I said, well, you know, listen, she actually was one of the first people I heard say, I believe in equal rights for all human beings, just don't do it on my front lawn. And I think that's true of heterosexuals as well. Do not fuck on my front lawn.
Yeah, for the record, man on woman, I just didn't like gory rape is all I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
This is fun. This is a lot of fun.
Let's let all the rapey stuff go, huh, peeps? Let's go to Mr. James Heaney next. Jimmy Jangle Jung Jun, tell me a little bit about what you have planned for the rest of your day.
This is an exciting day. Tonight at 7 p.m., Bear Supply is going to be live on the West Side Comedy Theater Twitch channel. Sorry, I'm joking. I'm so excited.
So go to Twitch and just type in West Side Comedy and you'll find
Twitch.
It?
You could. If you search West Side Comedy Theater, I'm sure it'll show up. You'll find it.
Okay, great.
But beforehand, we've got this thing called stream avatars where we put these little characters on the screen so anybody in the chat becomes those characters and they can fart and they can kick each other so that while we stream tonight, there's going to be an additional added interactivity with the audience. And so once we're done with this recording, I'm going to do a regular stream on my personal channel, therealjamesheaney.twitch, whatever, you know, you can find it. And I'm going to test that out. So I'm looking forward to testing the stream avatars.
All righty then. Craig Kukowski, how is the rest of your day shaping up?
Pretty open, dude. Pretty open.
Okay, sweet.
I could record 10 more Alchemy Thises. And I might.
I'm going to call you up on Zoom, Craig, and we're going to do a wonderfully strange podcast.
Great.
Just for all shits and giggles.
I guess the plural would be Alchemy These.
Alchemy These.
Alchemy, I was wondering. That's what I was going to ask. Thank you, Craig.
Yeah.
Jessica Lowe.
Literally, what I was thinking was Alchemy Thises.
Mm.
No.
Nice.
No.
Jessica Lowe.
Hi.
How are you? Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Is this like a break from the dog, or do you miss puppy so terribly?
I'm worried about him every second of the goddamn day.
What's going to happen? What are we worried about?
I mean, right now he's sleeping in his home, so...
So you're worried he might have a bad dream?
Yeah, well, he has bad dreams all the time, and he also dreams about sucking his mother's teats.
Wait for it. Now, when he has the bad dream, is one of his feet shaking? How do we know he's having a bad dream?
He sort of does like a woof, like a repeated woof. And he moves his little paws. They're perfect paws. We're almost positive he's half border terrier, which is very exciting. He's a pug terrier, or he's a Perrier. Hey!
Yeah.
Or a Tug.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh. Tug is pretty gross, but I like it. He's a Perrier Tug.
Sure. So am I. And last, but to hell with you in a poop shoot. If you don't, please welcome Joey Greer. Joey!
Yes.
Oh, that's great, man. That's terrific. So that's the kind of delight, Chris, you were talking about. That might just be mental.
There was a pause. I thought you were building for something.
I usually do, but for some reason I didn't transcribe the second show. I worked too hard on filling in all the scenes and thought I had done the pre-show preamble. Let me ask you a personal question, if that's okay. I know a lot of our listeners will email questions about you. And so I'd like to sort of push them all together, meld them all together to put forward this question that seems to come up a lot. You ready?
This is
real. And the question tends to be, what the fuck? So however you want to reply to that.
Yeah, I mean, I'll simply, I get it.
Okay, thank you. I'll be sure to let them all know that, yeah, he gets it.
I mean, just do like a mass reply.
Yeah. And to, yeah, he gets it. All right. No need to shower. It's time to do the show. All of our scenes today are coming to you from either our Patreon VIPs or our listener emails. If you'd like to check out the Patreon page and all the extra goodies there, just go to patreon.com/alchemythis. It's that simple. If you'd like to send in a listener's email, write to us, write to the podcast. By the way, take a damn second and write a review. You, if I may be so presumptuous, you might have a little extra time on your hands right now, these days. Do what you can, pitch in, write a review. Don't break a nail on my account. And write to us at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. By the way, could be a bad review. We don't care. We just need more reviews.
Well.
I'm wrong about that, James?
I would say, you know, if you really think, I'm not telling people not to give the truth, but
it feels like that's what you were attempting to do reviews. Was to shut down the truth. enjoy your communist lack of COVID victims. However, that is properly said. All right, let's get to our scenes. This first one comes from Patreon VIP Kevin. Now, is it Prado, Craig?
Prado. He wrote. Well, the museum in Madrid is the Prado.
Is the Prado.
But I don't know.
I think
how
I mentioned it that way.
Last name.
Well, I do remember that he said you were right.
Okay.
Yeah, he said that you were correct.
At a cast hang, he did point out that that you were in fact
El Prado.
Kevin Prado, who wrote, James, I love you, but please look away. I'm about to talk to Kevin about you. Hey, Kevin, have you ever noticed how weird James is? I kid. I'm a really medium-sized fan of the show and have listened to every, all caps, episode at least 20 times, and I've noticed a pattern. The first word of each and every scene when unscrambled tells a story of some really fucked up shit. But we'll save that for another time. Honestly, though, the one pattern I've noticed is that you all are bad at remembering the names of your characters, and it's fucking hilarious. So, I recently discovered Kevin Pollak's chat show, and I've really enjoyed it, and I recently listened to the episode with James Heaney. James, do you remember that?
I do remember that.
I didn't, and I was a little taken aback that I had had you on the chat show when I read this in the email from the fan.
Oh,
I don't know what I was supposed to.
I poured my heart out to you on that chat show.
No, it was beautiful, and I do remember it fondly. But still, couldn't quite remember how that had happened. Well, I go on with Kevin's note. My scene suggestion comes from that episode. Can you guys please recreate the story of James getting mugged in Chicago? Couple of notes from the mugging. The assailant rides up on a bike, power slides in front of James and his friend. The assailant says he has a gun but does not show it. James can only spare a few bucks because he needs some money for the train in the morning to get to class. Does that sound about right, James?
That's absolutely. I mean, it's missing a couple details, but the things that were said are absolutely true.
Well, leave us something to make up.
Yeah, absolutely.
The assailant rides off into the night. You're all great. You're all my favorite. Kevin Prado. From San Antonio, Texas. Oh, man. We just need one more guy to stop and rob, and I think we're good for the night.
I think we need someone weak, 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 weak.
So not stop targeting the strong-looking people?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. All right. My bad. I mean, I'm new at this.
No. Hey, I think you're – honestly, I think you're doing a good job. You've got the
– I think our numbers are good.
You do. Hey, you two, put your fucking hands up.
Oh, shit. Oh,
put your fucking hands up.
I did not see this coming. Buddy, we're in the same business as you. We're here to rob
you. Oh, are you? Because my business is robbing you.
Right. So we just started. We just punched in. We don't have anything because we haven't robbed anyone yet.
Put your hands up too, buddy. Oh, what are you reaching for in your pockets? Both you guys, hands up and out.
Okay.
Wow, right. He's good. I like this like attitude he's got.
Hey, up and out. You three dipshits! I'm all hashed up on Lou Malnati's, and I'm gonna take everything you're worth. I got deep dish from poop shoot to mouth hole.
Fuck. What do you want? What do you want?
I'm gonna take all your money. Okay, I'm gonna take it up the purple line up to Evanston, and I'm gonna buy one of those goddamn mansions on the lake.
Can I ask a question, Miss?
Yeah.
Do you find it more helpful to be specific, like you are doing? Because we're new at this. We're robbers too. My partner.
I mean, I'm giving you too much information because you can come.
That's what I was gonna say.
So you know, maybe I'll take the blue line, the red line. I don't know.
But I'll tell you, it's confusing. It is confusing, and it puts me on defense, which I'm assuming is good for you.
Why are you calling me out? I have the fucking gun here.
Mayor, look, the crime report is through the roof. And
I got to get those numbers down.
That's what I'm saying. And I just don't know. People are robbing each other left and right, Mayor. I just, this ain't good for your re-election.
It seems like a cyclical thing where robbers are robbing robbers. I
you
mean, do we really have to count all that?
You think that'd be... Well, of course you do. It's a crime that's being committed here, all right?
But who's reporting it?
The robbers who just got robbed.
Okay. All right. I mean, has this happened north side, south side?
All over town. People are taking purple line, brown line, you name any of the kind of colored lines. They're taking them. And they're going all over to the pizza shop, spending that money there. So, I mean, it's helping the economy, Mayor. But, I mean, at the same time, people are scared.
Mayor, here's your tuna fish sandwich.
Hi, you're a cop. I assume I could see by your uniform.
Yeah, yep. That's right.
Great. I was standing on the corner of North and Wells, 1616th North Wells.
I know that. Good street.
Yeah. I'm gonna be honest. I was trying to rob somebody.
Oh, but then you're under arrest.
No, but I didn't.
I'm just kidding there. Oh. I'm kidding with you.
Boy. And then I got robbed. I like to file a report against that person.
All right. Well, let's take you to the mayor's office because this is where we're doing all this stuff here. Oh. He just doesn't believe it, so I got to kind of bring in person to the guy.
Hey, you ever been inside that building right there?
The Chrysler building.
Yeah. All right. Let's go.
All right. Is that what you're talking about or what?
Okay. Bring him in.
Yeah, he's right here. Now tell him what you told me.
Hold on. Mayor, how do you do, Your Highness? It's really nice to meet you.
Thank you for addressing me properly. Great.
I kissed the ring.
There you go.
Now hold on a second there. Mayor, look at that building. Is that the Chrysler building?
The Chrysler building is in New York City, you dumbass.
That's what I'm saying. No, I know that, and the Sears Tower is there, but I'm saying...
Okay, it's not the Sears Tower, it's the Willis Tower now.
Yeah, now it is, okay? But Sears is a goddamn... It's in my heart. It's not going to change. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Hey, Roger, can I talk to you about working for the mayor for just a second? I don't know. It seems like you're not as informed as a lot of his assistants have been in the past.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
What do I mean? How long have you lived in Chicago? Let's just cut to
my whole life. I've never left. I've never gone outside city limits.
Right. So then the confusion about certain aspects of the city is what the mayor's office has contacted me about.
Look, let me tell you this, okay? You're an immigrant, all right? Your accent's different. You're not a Chicagoan, all
right? Right. I'm not from here, but I'm...
That's right. You're not from Chicago. So you don't know what it's like to do here. You got a weird accent, all
right? Right. But I studied the information that the mayor needs about the city.
So, Mr. Mayor, what I'm saying is I love this city.
I love this city, too.
You're a great mayor.
Born and bred, Chicago.
I just want to... Go Bears.
Go Bears.
I just want to live in a place where I can do a honest-to-goodness robbing without getting robbed myself.
I mean, you hear that, Roger? That's
I heard what he said.
That's a request from a real Chicagoan who just wants to do his business the way he wants to conduct it. Okay?
That's all I'm trying to do here, too. Now, but you got to admit, the Chrysler Building, if you look at it.
It's not the Chrysler. You're talking about 1616 North Wells?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's the second city. Okay? Maybe.
I know that. I know
a
that,
little bit of a cutesy city. Reference, but.
Look, what I'm trying to say is if you look at that building and you get on top of the roof, right?
Uh-huh.
And you look out, what do you see? You can see the Chrysler Building if you look hard enough.
The Chrysler Building is in New York City.
If I may, I feel like this Roger guy here isn't good for you. I mean, listen, my veins run with neon green relish just like everyone else here in the city.
But
Roger just says, yeah, but I don't believe him.
Okay, Roger, let me ask you. You get a hot dog, what do you put on it?
Whatever the hell I want.
No, there's one very important thing that other people think you put on a hot dog that you clearly do not put on a hot dog.
What are they called? Those little green things that they're...
Who the fuck are you, Roger?
Whoa! Miss!
Yeah.
Miss!
Yeah?
Hey, you robbed me a couple days ago. I was in the middle of... What?
Sure, yeah, I remember.
Well, see, the thing is I was kind of using some of the I was robbing those two guys, and honestly, I kind of needed some of that money. I got to pay my electric bill, and they're breathing down my neck, and I was wondering if maybe you and I could go splitsies on that robbery.
Oh, my God. Why the fuck would I do that?
Oh, come on.
I bought the Home Alone house, okay?
It's a nice house.
It's an expensive mortgage payment. I can't be giving you none of my cash.
Oh, okay. Well, how about this? What if I was to move in with you? You got an extra room. It's a huge house.
It is a huge house.
And maybe we can start a crime family of some sorts.
I love that idea.
Do you?
Okay, then we're going to start the tour then, Miss McConkle. If you don't mind, of the folks who wanted to come see the Home Alone house, will you be in the kitchen area mostly? I just want to try to give you your space during the tour.
No, I'm going to go up to the basement. There's still a zip line. I'm going to zip line for whatever, how long I need.
Up in the basement.
Yeah, the zip line to the treehouse.
Now, Mr. Mayor, I appreciate you coming out with me here on the streets like a real Chicagoan.
I just want to see how you do it.
Okay, good. Okay, so look at that guy over there. He seems real weak, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it looks like an improviser.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, buddy boy, put your hands up.
Oh, hey. Oh, shit. Oh, what's going on?
Put your hands up, pal.
They're up. What kind of shakedown do you want? They're all the way up.
All right, give us everything you got in your pockets.
Can I put my hands down? I got to reach into the pockets.
Keep your hands where they are, sucker.
You three put your hands up. Oh, holy shit, Mayor.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not putting my hands up for no one.
Oh, well, hell. The times are tough for
you're
me.
You're trying to rob me? I rob you.
Yeah, I'm trying to. What the hell? No, I'm robbing you guys there. I got fired from y'all just moments ago, and I didn't know what else to do, so I resorted to this robbing people, all right? So,
Roger, how low you've sunk.
So low.
Talk about you trying to steal from the mayor and a few of his
That's fine.
Out on the sidewalk?
I'll do this court-ordered therapy, but let me tell you something I'm not going to do, all right? What's I'm not going to disrespect that? Chicago.
Okay.
Ever.
Fine. Can I read a letter from Chicago to you that's been sent to my desk here? This is Chicago to you.
What the hell? The city wrote me a letter?
I mean, it's pretty amazing, right? The city wrote to you, Roger. Seriously, what the fuck is your problem? Let it go. You're a jerk. Signed, sincerely, the city.
Wow. Just I love it. I can't get enough of that.
Speak from your
heart. For number one, love it. What else you want?
Let me see that letter that the city wrote you, Roger.
Right there. Look at that. My therapist is with me. He's got.
I don't think this is from Chicago. If it was from Chicago, would have said Jagoff.
Come on. You telling me
that might be this might be from Milwaukee or Rockford? I don't know. This is some other city wrote you this letter.
You know what? That's my bad. I'm from the north, and I filled in jerk. Clearly, it says there, as you can see in the letter here, Jagoff. No, this is for
Hey, Roger. Hey, how's it going, Roger? Talking to the mayor's assistant, you, Roger.
I gotta be honest. I think Raj has fallen asleep. And I don't want to startle you. I saw him when I walked in. He was deep throating a hot dog.
We lost all power, actually.
And all of a sudden, his eyes rolled back, and I've just been watching over him to see what happens.
Elizabeth.
Next.
Well, I don't know if you could tell by my accent, but I'm from New York. Okay. And Roger's from New York, so I sent him to Chicago to go undercover, deep undercover.
Oh, no, I bet you what happened is somebody poisoned his hot dog when he ordered ketchup. Like, he should have warned him that he wasn't from Chicago. He was posing like he was a Chicagoan.
Gotcha. Now, hey, you still got that in with that Lou Malnati's chick, right?
I mean, I'm not supposed to. I'm living with her now.
It's a roommate situation, okay?
You know, I'm not. Honestly, she's letting me crash in her basement upstairs, which is weird. It definitely got weird because she mugged me.
Because the basement I'm upstairs,
in this lady's upstairs basement. But she's cool. Why? What do you want with her?
Look, all I'm trying to say, I'm trying to figure out who the best goddamn robbers are in this country. Okay, now obviously,
well, I think it's her.
Well, my New York accent is slipping in and out, just like the way I feel about this whole fucking thing, okay?
Uh-huh.
So, who's got the best robbers?
Well, I mean, I think that the best robbers, the problem is if you get a Chicago robber to go anywhere else in the world, it's going to be that we're going to be the best. But here in Chicago, since there's so many of us and we're so good, it seems it's not really working so good here.
All right, well, I'm going to get going then.
Sorry to interrupt you two. I've got a letter, another letter here from Chicago. And it's to Roger. It's a follow-up.
He's the guy on the couch over here. He might be dead.
No, it says, Dear Roger, we understand you lost your internet and that you'll come back to the city as soon as you can.
I don't get it.
It's from Chicago, the city. It seems very thoughtful.
Uh-huh.
And it also says, that's scene number one. That's so weird that was in the letter, but it is the end of scene number one.
Woo!
And Joey will rejoin us as soon as he gets his internet back. He just didn't pay enough.
Craig, did you call my reference a cutesy reference?
No, the mayor of Chicago did.
Technically speaking.
I mean, you didn't choose that address accidentally.
That was
no. There's no way.
It was totally cutesy. It was totally cutesy.
Scene number two today comes from Alex, who wrote, "Hi all. I've been a fan of the pod since day one, and I'm truly blessed to have your guys' comedy in my life. It's made my long commutes to work much, much easier. As a fellow improviser, we've heard that before, so we'll see. I know that sometimes the less detail given as a prompt, the better." Oh, that's also been pointed out in the past. Thank you for catching on. My scene suggestion, and hopefully this is the new part. The alchemists crash on an island only to discover that James has been there for years, already having created a small kingdom for himself. Does that sound familiar, James?
I mean, up until then, sure, but not the kingdom part.
Yeah. I hope you like and perform if this suggestion works for you. Peace and love from Scranton, PA, or Scranton, the Electric City, signed Alex. So all you got is, we got to do is find James, you're saying? This is why we're on the island? I'm confused. Can anybody fill in some holes here for me?
I think Bobby can. Bobby? Yeah. You seem to be the one with all the answers, Bobby.
Yeah. Number one. Let's see. Okay, we got to cut somebody's stomach open because somebody's got the food in their stomach.
See.
Okay, so the first thing we're doing is cutting somebody's stomach open.
Look, we got to cut somebody's stomach open because we got to eat, don't we?
Oh, so we can eat. We've only been on the island an hour.
Yeah, I guess what? It's going to turn into 2 hours, and it's going to turn into months. So
hey,
we
Bobby knows.
Now.
Bobby knows. Bobby's the goddamn oracle here. He knows. He's got all the answers. Thanks, Bobby.
Okay, so how do we choose? My bad. All due respect, Steve. Bobby, how do we choose whose stomach gets ripped open?
We look at everyone's fingers, and the most like a sausage finger, that's who we go for, because that means that the food's inside the body.
Ooh, I think we can decide who has the most sausage-like fingers.
Yeah, Pamela. Porky Pamela.
Oh, guys, come on. Come on.
doesn't feel right picking on a girl.
Well, I'm equal opportunity. I mean, if I'm the one who's supposed to be, you know, eaten, I just don't think within the first 60 minutes of being on this island, I should be, you know, quartered and roasted and then braised, maybe.
Well, when you put it that way, it's starting to sound pretty good.
Maybe yeah, I'm roast hungry. Me with some vegetables, maybe in ooh. A frond leaf.
Foku tetatu.
Uh-oh, locals.
Holy locals. Shit.
Sopakatotu.
That guy's we gorgeous. Come in peace. He's gorgeous.
We come in peace.
Hey, get back.
My name's Stinky. Your
okay.
name?
My name is James Heaney.
James this is my friend. Heaney.
Thank you.
Wait,
thank
hold on,
you.
Hold on. James.
Where the hell are you guys coming from?
Wait. James, it's us. Stinky. What? Pamela.
Stinky, Pamela.
Steve I don't and know Bobby.
Who you guys are.
Bobby.
Listen. As far as I know, I've been the only person on this island with the indigenous people, and they, I don't think they speak my language. I don't honestly know, but
how
so
long
far,
have you been
I'm
here?
Like a king. What?
How long have you been here?
Well, I come and go. Like, I've got, you know what? I'm not going to answer your questions. You're on my island.
All right, James.
You come and go, so you have a way off the island.
Get, you know what? I've said too much. I want you guys to leave. Get out of here. Whatever.
Maybe I can clarify some things.
Steve.
So. Okay.
All right, so I'm Steve.
That's right.
Bobby, Pamela, okay. and Stinky. Okay. Okay. Now we've been sent here to rescue you, but a couple
rescue
of
rescue me.
Yeah, but a couple of things just happened. One, you have gorgeous, gorgeous men working for you and bowing down to you, which is very surprising. And two, it sounds like you can come and go as you please, so maybe you don't need us.
I certainly do not need you. In fact, I want you to go.
Okay. And, well, I guess we will.
You're kind of cramping my style.
Get out of here, then.
Hold on, yeah, James. Right, blink, yeah, James, fine. Blink yeah. twice if you really want us to help you. Blink twice.
I mean, I can't not blink.
What does one blink mean?
I don't know. I accidentally blinked the first time, but listen,
that was just one prolonged blink.
I know. Well, I didn't. Once I was in the middle of blinking, I didn't want to stop. Okay.
Sure, enough, do you want our help or not?
I don't want your help. I think you're going to ruin this. They think I'm a
all
kid
right,
here.
Great, man.
Get
then
going.
Let's,
get out of here.
Then show us how you leave.
Yeah, how do we get out of here?
Listen, if I show you guys my way off the island,
Jesus. Look,
then
we're stuck
you're
here.
You're going to take it, and then I won't have it.
My God.
Dumb,
hey,
dumb Bobby landed the plane into the fucking water, so we need
look,
some
it
help.
It crashed.
Dumb, dumb
sakes,
Bobby.
Okay? Right, now, Jesus Christ.
Funny.
Now they know how that I, that's not my name.
No, they got one name right. It's
dumb, dumb. Dumb, dumb.
Bobby.
Okay, fine. I'm dumb, dumb. Look, man, we want to get the fuck off this island, okay? All right?
Can I make a request of the indigenous people? Please,
okay.
Please, since I've already taken a liking to Dumb Dumb Bobby, to help us all out, sir, please, if there's anything that you could gather and shove up Bobby's rectum.
What the fuck are you doing, man?
Stinky,
what the hell
stinky.
Are you asking
for? Okay, guys, Stinky.
Dumb Dumb Bobby's rectum.
Stinky.
Dumb Dumb Bobby. Dumb Dumb
I can,
Bobby.
I speak their language.
Oh.
I can talk to him.
What?
Yeah.
Please.
Pu tara usa anacono.
Anacono? Sepaka supersheta pate supta supta hai kupadai vadine nina manene mana wapa.
Is this turning anyone else on?
I mean, he's just gorgeous, so whatever the hell he says,
it's not sexy.
All right, he said something about they have writings in a wall in a cave that prophesies the curly haired Christ.
Sapako said James Heaney.
Ask him to show us.
Said specifically, it said James Heaney would be their new god.
Look, man, Sapako, I'm going to be
James Heaney.
And Jar Jar Binks, who looks like James Heaney.
Yeah, I guess I see that. Look, man, when we got this goddamn job, I was like, fine, easy beasy, lemon squeezy, we pop the guy in now. But, like, look, he doesn't want to be here. He's got a way out. I say we just get the fuck out of here, all right? We just
Bobby,
get the fuck out of here.
Bobby.
Dumb, dumb Bobby.
Easy peasy.
Great, 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 great.
Lemon squeezy? That's how you think about
yes.
this mission?
Yeah.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy?
Yeah, but
guys,
obviously before the crash.
I hate to interrupt, but I'm famished. Can we eat something? Because I just am wasting away here.
Something or somebody.
Well, James, do you guys have any food here?
Listen, we don't have food for you guys. I want you guys to leave my island.
Show us how to get out of here. Show us how to get the fuck out of here.
like, I got one helicopter, and if you guys take this helicopter to leave, then I will be stuck here, okay? And there's not, there's a lot of food, but there's, this is not the only indigenous people here. There's a whole family that I have over there, a village. If we start sharing food with you four, especially, I'm sorry.
Here, you, don't say it. Don't
the
even.
The more famished you are.
Admiral, I'm getting a blip. It seems like there is an uncharted island northeast of our location.
Well, that's worth looking into.
I think so. I set course.
I thought all islands had been charted.
I as well, sir. It seems
this
that there,
is exciting.
Yes, it is. I guess we get to name it whatever we want. Huh?
Yeah, let's set course.
What do you want to name it? I guess whoever discovered it should name it, but, you know.
That's right. Well, I guess I've discovered it, so we'll call it Rick. Name it after me.
Well, you
Admiral, yeah, Admiral, Rick, Admiral Rick Sutcliffe.
Yes, sir. I just, I was the one who brought the attention of the island to you. I thought that maybe I would be able to name it. I have a name I've been waiting to use for a long time. It's a family.
Oh, really? You have a good name for an island?
Yes, sir. I think I do. I think I have a very good name for an island, sir.
Okay, shoot.
Well, now it's, I feel uncomfortable.
Oh, so you don't have a name. You know,
well, I have a name, okay?
It's not like you had one teed up, ready to go.
It's the Chrysler Island, okay?
Chrysler Island. What?
Yeah.
What are we, in Chicago?
No, sir, we're not in Chicago. It's just to remind me of home.
Uh-huh. All right. I think the Chrysler Corporation probably has something to say about naming an island after them, right?
I think they'd be very proud, sir. And as an American Navy, I think the best thing we can do is represent our corporation's proud.
All right. Well, you have a point. I think Rick is a great name for an island.
Wow, James, this is a nice teepee you got here.
Thanks. I really didn't want you guys to come over to the base area. I wish that you guys could left.
I know,
me
and
alone.
that's why I'm glad that you and I are having this meeting. What do you want, man? What do you want?
Well, it's just that this is kind of my escape. Like, everybody's looking for their escape. This island is that.
Okay, so then won't you let us leave with your helicopter?
Because if I let you leave, that's my one way off. I have it right now. It's my vacation home. But you take my helicopter, it becomes my prison. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Hmm.
Oh, what are you doing in my tent?
I'm sorry. I was getting really sunburned out there. I just had to come inside.
All right, well, just, it's, there's not, I guess you can come in. I really want you guys to leave, but you don't have, like, a boat, or you can't make, like,
James,
to get off the
island. I think slaughter is your answer here.
I'm not going to kill you guys. I'm a better guy.
I meant the indigenous people here.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a very American way to handle things. I hadn't really considered it.
I mean, then you have your beach home, you have your cake, you eat it too, you know what I mean?
But they're actually, believe it or not, they're fun. We play charades.
That is fun.
We've just, like, it would be lonely here, but I guess if you guys stayed and we
Jamesini.
Got rid of them.
Jamesini. Oh. Hooker. Yeah. Fada. Renessa. Pamela. Pamela. Oh, man. Arisama. Order.
No, don't give her any more food. We've got a limited supply.
No, he's saying it's too late. She's already eaten all the food, and that this is also written in the prophecy.
What? But we've been sustaining this food for so long. But it's just gone?
Now, gentlemen, okay, put the cigars and brandy down. Now, as the board of trustees for Chrysler Company and all subsidiary companies, we have to make a decision for our future.
Chicago.
Seems that Chicago. Now, look, it seems that the U.S. Navy has found an island northeast of a ship somewhere out in the Pacific. And now,
which island?
Unnamed, unfound. It's a new island.
Do we still have a mole in the Navy?
Now, I want to...
I don't know what that means.
Answer the question. Do we have a naval mole?
Yes, we still have a mole in the Navy. Yes.
A naval mole.
Sir, do you still have a mole in your navel?
That's what I was asking.
Yes.
Come on. Conrad, just show everyone the mole.
Christ, find it. Look at this.
Ew. Look at that. Are you sure that's not just an Audi belly button?
No, it's next to it. It's like a sun with a little moon. It's great.
All right. Listen, now we have an opportunity to name an island after us, all right? An opportunity.
Show us your rectal mole also.
What the fuck
you can't have one without the other.
What the hell is going on here? This goddamn board meeting.
Come on, moons over Miami. Let's take a gander.
My God. All right, you want to see my butthole? Fine, here it is. Look at this. Look at
that's pretty good. Are you sure that's not just an Audi rectum?
What the hell is wrong with you?
All right. Sorry.
God damn it, we have to vote.
Yeah.
Do we take this island over, or do we let it loose and give it to Ford?
Let it loose.
Yes, do we not claim it?
That's a vote for letting it loose? Or are you just repeating what he said?
Hold on.
Let it loose if that's what everybody's voting on.
Well, everyone's vote sounds like a question, okay? It doesn't sound like you're saying it. It sounds like you're asking a question. So let's just be clear, okay?
Let it loose?
All right, hold up. Hold on. All in favor of keeping the island, say, let's keep the island. I like it.
Let's keep the island. I like it.
Let it loose.
All right, and all in favor of letting it loose, say, let it loose.
Let it loose.
Wait, okay, you voted twice.
Are you just
twice.
Repeating him?
Yes. Don't repeat me. Listen, we need to...
Ford Motor Company, gather round. Gather round, Ford Motor Company. I have some very surprising news.
Oh.
I got a fax from those assholes over at Chrysler.
Ooh, fax.
Yeah. You know Conrad. He doesn't like using the digital stuff, so he faxed over a
digital get down.
Right. I hold a deed here. We now own an island, an unnamed, unfound island, as a matter of fact.
Let's name it the F-150.
Okay, so let's take a vote. If you want to name it the F-150, say F-150. If you want to let it loose,
F-150.
Say
F-150.
Let it loose.
F-150, let it loose.
F-150, let it loose.
I vote F-150, let it loose.
Okay, looks like we'll be sending it.
Seaman, who are you talking to?
I'm talking to a friend of mine. That's
well, get your head in the game. We just landed on the island.
Yes, sir. Chrysler, I want you to know we just landed on the island. I'm going to be walking around the island over an hour. You're my... goodbye.
All right, Rick the Island. Let's see you unleash your beauty.
Hey, who are you guys?
Whoa. U.S. Navy.
Should I shoot, sir?
Admiral Rick Sutcliffe, U.S. Navy.
James Heaney, king of this world.
Oh.
Yeah. So you can get on your ships and float back away.
Well, we're only on one ship. But
one ship brought all you guys here?
That's right.
Oh, it's a big ship.
Look, I think the U.S. Navy is probably capable of taking you, James Heaney, down.
Well, I don't want to spoil it, but I've got a lot of, friends, and I'm not alone on this island, and I would hate to show my force and flex my muscle, so you should just get on your ship and get out of here.
You're not alone?
Sir, that seems to be a declaration of war.
That's right.
I don't think that war is exactly where we've gone here. I mean, this is just really a barrier, a border.
You threaten us? We threaten you. You're on Rick. Rick the island.
Oh, that can't be. This is. I've named this Heaneyland.
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 That doesn't exactly roll off the tongue, does it?
No, not at all.
It took a long time for me to be able to even say it, but it'll grow on you. Get off of Heaneyland.
Do you mean a long time Heaneyland? To say you are trying to say Heaneyland?
No. It's supposed to be like island and Heaney, but Heaneyland.
Heaneyland.
It doesn't matter, guys. Yeah. Get on your ship and go.
Yeah. Notice the amount of time it takes to pronounce the isle problem. Right before Lend, Island. And then you've created this whole other universe.
All right, guys. I got the keys to the helicopter. Let's just bounce. What do you say?
Let's do it. Nice. Let's go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, look at this little notice right here. There's a weight limit. Up to 800 pounds.
Okay. Uh-oh. Well, I weigh 240. Stinky. All right. How much you weigh?
180.
Pamela, I hate to be rude, but we got to ask the lady.
Last time I checked, it was 250, deuce and a half.
Deuce and a half. Nice.
But I don't know. I just had a severe case of diarrhea after eating all the food on the island.
Hold on. I'm going to translate what this guy's saying here.
James Heaney, Sopaka, Food Almanor, Nashabarada.
He's saying something like he wants to go with us. He thinks he has a good startup idea for the big city. So, Bobby.
Yeah, okay. So you're saying you got a new app idea here? Well, pitch it to us.
So, for quarter, so far, so far, for two stars, for no matter, that's all right now. So many hold him and anyone inside to shut up a donor.
Oh, fantastic.
So it's an app. You're talking about an app.
Yeah, it's an app.
Okay.
Yeah. So what you're doing is you're going to be able to tell people exactly what they want to eat when they want to eat it.
So I got this. All
right. Yeah. That sounds fantastic. Yeah. I'll definitely go with that.
So wait, you're ready to go, sir? Seven?
Yeah, you can add that coffee. It's for everybody. Okay, seven. So. All right, yeah, great. All right, you know what? Let's take
you around. We're not leaving this room until we name the app, Clyde.
All right. My God, I just wanted to show him the Chrysler building. Does that look like the Chrysler building to you?
Chrysler building.
Yeah. Does that look like it?
Oh, Chrysler.
Yeah. Does that look like it to you?
Chrysler, yes.
Yeah. Does that look like it?
All right, that's great, Clyde. Right. You sold another Chrysler. Can we name the fucking app already?
Yeah, fine. Name it whatever the hell you want, all right?
It tells people what they're going to eat when it's time to eat.
How about we call it eat time? Huh?
Like it.
Hey, Pam, I looked at your app. I saw it's eat time.
Yeah.
I was hoping maybe I heard the notification go off. I'm very familiar with the eat time app. I also use it.
Get to the point. Mama needs a burger.
Yeah. And so does Daddy. Me. I do. Steve does. I was wondering, maybe you want to go get a burger together.
Steve, I would love to.
Are you my daddy?
Are you pregnant with the child that's speaking inside your belly?
Yeah, he's very advanced.
Hello?
Let me out of here.
He's not talking
to you. Baby, he's talking to you.
Let me out of here. Seriously.
No, you're 7 months baked. You got 2 more months, kid.
I'll run out the back door if necessary. Just get me out of here.
Pamela, I like you a lot, and I'd be happy to raise this child as my own, but maybe you got to figure out what's going on here.
All right, I'm just a hunger pain. Get some fucking burgers.
Portly Pamela. It's Vanuatu. We met on Hiniland.
Oh, hey, how are you?
So good to see you. Yes, I'm working on a startup now.
Wow.
Yes, developing apps. How have you been? Still grotesquely obese?
Yes, just roll in places whenever I can.
Okay, but it looks like you're pregnant as well.
Yes, the doctors thought it was a pregnancy, but turns out it was just a speaking hunger pain. So.
Oh, yeah. Have you talked to James Heaney lately?
I haven't actually.
No, we've lost touch ever since I've, left the island. You know, you and your friends were advocating genocide. Glad that didn't happen.
Yeah. I mean, you look completely different, can I say? Because before...
I'm in a suit, yeah.
Yeah, you're gorgeous. I mean...
Thank you.
You learned Thank English. You. You're wearing clothes now.
I'm a quick study, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's burger time. I've been using
You have the app. Very nice.
I don't know if you're hungry. I'd love to go get a burger.
I could get a burger, yeah. I'll do it without a bun, though. Just trying to lose a few, adjusting from island life to American life. So many calories here.
Yeah, tell me about it.
So I guess you're just going to take off with him then, Pamela?
Yeah.
I get it. Sorry. He looks like Jason Momoa. I mean, the guy's gorgeous.
He's gorgeous.
Momoa.
Yeah. Okay.
Steve,
nice.
Maybe you can find Stinky around.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe I'll go look for Stinky. best of luck to you too.
Oh yeah. How is Stinky? And Dum Dum Bobby.
Oh, don't call him that anymore. He's Dum Dum Bobby. Actually, became the president of Chrysler.
Oh really?
Yeah.
So that's that.
you learn that something new every day.
That is scene two. Scene two, ladies and Jews. We're going to make scene three a short one. Scene three comes to us from patron VIP Nicholas, who wrote, "Hey, boss man, word on the street is you can't meet up anymore. Say it ain't so, maestro. Just use Zoom." Well, we are, Nicholas, so back off, man. Here's my scene suggestion. Improv has been made illegal across the world. Yeah. Just a tiny rebel team of improvisers are the vanguard of the rebellion. We meet them in sewers. Nicholas from Munich! Don't bail on us now! We won't, Nicholas. We take you to the sewers.
Zap.
Zop.
Zoop. Zoop.
Okay. Zip. It's zip, zap, zop. Zip. Not, there's no zoop in there. Look, this isn't... This isn't doing it for me anymore, guys.
Oh, man. No zoop. It's just us down here. What are you going to do?
I know.
If we lose you...
I used to have your backs. I don't know if I have your backs anymore. I got to be honest.
I got your back.
I got your back.
Yeah, three-person shows are tough.
Look, I know the government's been cracking down, you know, but... You know, we've got a system for letting people know about our secret shows, you know?
Last time we had seven people there. I mean, come on. It's going to grow. We started with none.
Seven, honestly, is more people than I performed in front of even when we weren't underground.
Oh, rat, rat.
Oh, rat, 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 rat. Okay. Okay, now I guess I'll do a monologue based on Rat. Okay, Rat, there I was. I'm not feeling it, guys.
Hide, hide, hide! They're coming, they're coming, they're coming!
Who are you working for?
Hey, is there improv going on in this sewer here?
No improv
here. What's going on down there?
No improv, just...
I could have swore I heard an improvised monologue. I'm coming down.
No, sir, that was a scripted monologue.
Okay. All right. Everybody pull out your scripts for Mammoth. Mammoth scripts out.
Let's see the script about the rat. I need the rat script.
You see this rat that I'm talking about, don't you? That rat we're both looking at right now. That's the rat I'm speaking of. Do you hear me when I say this to you?
My mistake. I am so sorry for interrupting your scripted monologue practices. Sorry, my mistake. I'm going to be leaving the sewers. It's stinky down here, so... Maybe get an air freshener or an incense stick. Goodbye.
Yeah, thanks, Flatfoot.
Hey, I heard that.
Yeah? What about it?
Don't call me that. Bye.
Wow.
Whew, that was a close one.
That was close.
Good cover.
Quieter, Condant. Come into my office.
Yeah.
Quieter?
Yes.
The Hunter?
Yes. Sorry.
How are you? It's okay. It's okay.
Sorry, I just... I'm surprised you want to see me.
Yeah, of course I want to see you. Listen, the reports coming in are weak. I know there's improv happening in the city streets because I hear people talking about suggestions, and that needs to be stopped now.
But, you know, maybe it's a different type of suggestion. Maybe it's like how a business can improve, something like that.
Huh. Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe that's exactly what I'm thinking. Wrong, you're wrong.
Sorry.
I know it's improv, and I need those improvisers dead.
Dead.
Dead? Yeah, dead.
But, okay. I'm sorry. I can do better.
Wider, you seem to have some kind of affinity for improvisers. Is there loyalty to me or to the art?
To you, sir. As you always say, no, but.
No, but. Now, I put this in your hands personally. I want this to be dealt with today.
Yes, sir. I'll go out there and murder any of those motherfuckers that I find.
What do you... Hey, thanks for meeting me here at our secret spot. What do you mean you're being sent to murder us? You're one of us.
I know.
You're a great improviser.
I agree. And I've always loved you, and I've loved performing with you, and acting is reacting, and blah, blah, blah. Here's the thing. If I don't murder at least 2-3 improvisers, I'm done. He'll kill me.
And then what? You're going to join the stand-ups?
I would never.
Those fucking sacks.
Hey, what's going on in here? Who's this guy?
Shh, shh,
Who is this guy?
Hey, you ever fly? I'm all like, no thanks.
Okay. All right. Hey, you want to share your type 5 real quick?
Yeah, I mean, that's...
But hold on, I'd like to see your script before you get into it.
It's somewhere. It's on my phone. Notes.
Your script is on your phone. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome to Tommy's Shithole, everybody. Your next act had a great album out a few years back called Goodnight, I think it was, or Good On Ya, something like that. Maybe he can tell you about it. Here he is, Mr. Jomi Gmechmer.
All right, how are you? Hey, everybody. So, what's up with the weather, huh? It's too hot. Am I right? It's too hot. The weather's so hot, it makes me think of what the heck is hell going to... So, you know, a couple days ago...
Take us there now!
A couple days ago, I went over to the bread line, and I was looking at the bread, and I thought to myself, this bread, if this is the best bread that the state can give us, then keep it. I'd rather eat the goddamn rocks.
Show us your dick.
I'd rather eat the goddamn rocks on the street than eat that bread. You know, there's something that's going up. That's going up in price is.
All right, improvisers. I was up there for a while, and it is getting bad. I'm talking stand up everywhere, and I mean, like most stand up, mediocre.
Wow, that is dystopian.
Well,
we got to do something. We got to do something. And I mean, we got to go out. Lead Listen, us. I'd rather die.
Lead us.
Okay.
Please, be the new leader. Get us to the next place.
I'm thinking we get out of this sewer.
Right.
We go to the first populated area, Starbucks.
Sorry. I want to write this down. Get out of the sewer. Starbucks? What about Starbucks?
Maybe we enter a Starbucks. And we just do a motherfucking mono scene. It'll take them a while for them to catch on. So we'll be fine for a moment or two. They're going to realize this is all being made up on the spot. And then, the trouble will come.
We'll go with it. We'll improvise.
Got your back.
I wish you weren't in this group. Got your back.
Venti.
Oh, man. Hi. We'd like three coffees, please.
Three coffees. Okay, yeah. Would you mind getting the order? I'll get the coffee.
Hey, Damien, can I talk to you for a second?
Oh, yeah. Me? Are you sure? Because there was an order.
Damien,
going
can
on.
I talk oh, okay, to you yeah. for what? A second?
Oh, am I getting rid of
yeah,
again?
Yeah, you are.
What?
Okay, I.
What did I do?
You know what, Damien? The thing you're not doing is being compliant. You're not a team player.
I'm trying. I said you finish the order and I'll
get
the coffee.
Yeah, you just start something. You walk away, Damien.
Oh,
you know,
sorry.
You sound an improviser, and I'd be hate if I'd be so sad if I told the state that I had an improviser working for us.
So yeah, I'll take three coffees, three venti coffees, please. And can I get a suggestion of a location that would fit in this space?
A diner in Paris, France.
Not you. You're in the group. Jesus Christ. I'm talking to the barista here.
Just try, man. I'm trying.
Miss,
you keep
please.
Trying to get that in, Chad. What are you doing?
Yeah, well, what's your fascination with that?
Do you have something written for that?
No. Also, there are no diners in Paris. I can't do this.
No, you can, and you will. We're going to do a goddamn mono scene right now. Okay. Miss, I know you don't want to do this, but it's important. Please give us a suggestion of a location that would fit in this space.
Sir, is that a dog in your lap?
I'm sorry. A plant nursery.
A plant nursery.
Thank you. And hey.
Thank you.
Oh, yes. Hi. Are any of these plants for sale?
All of these plants are babies because it's a plant nursery. Yes. You can give me money and I will give you one of these plant babies.
Yeah, there was a sign that said Jimmy's Plant Nursery.
That's right. I'm Jimmy. Yes.
You're Jimmy.
And yes.
And yes. And can you sell me a plant?
Keep going. This is going great.
I can't sell you. Oh, we're in a transaction scene.
Well, I guess I'll just take my stuff and I'll leave if I'm fired.
Yeah, Damien, you are.
This is sucky. I'm not an improviser.
Well, you're going to have to talk to one of the Inquisitors about that.
Ugh. You shouldn't do that to me. I mean, you might find out that you point a lot of fingers, and then all of a sudden, you've got an improv scene in your own home.
Is that a saying? What the hell are you talking about? It's you point one finger at me, there's four pointing back at you.
It's a long time saying that a lot of... Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm just saying that there, you might find out that you're the one that's a bad guy, and then you're going to wish that you didn't fire Damien.
Damien, you have been eating the sugar packets in the break room. I see you do that.
There's Splenda, and it's not bad, okay? It's not bad for me, okay? I'm leaving.
Damien, approach the tribunal. You have been accused, sir, of improvisation. How do you plead?
I plead completely innocent.
Off with his head!
Wait. I'm pretty sure that when I was being fired, there was improv going on all around me. But no one investigated that coffee
shop. Stop this! Excuse me. There's a mono scene. There's a mono scene going on right now at the Starbucks on 4th.
What?
Everybody's watching. Follow me! Follow me!
Follow him!
All right, tribunal, let's move.
Let's go!
Can't move that fast in my heavy room.
These stairs are hell.
Well, this plant is $3, but this one over here is $4.
I'll take the $4 one.
The $4 one. Okay.
God, improv is such an art form.
Let's see. You. I can only take cash.
I have cash.
Oh, wait, I meant I only...
What is this? A transaction happening with no real money, no plans that they speak of? This must be improv!
That's improv. Fuck. Everybody, they're improvising.
Scatter!
Are they doing object work?
Seems...
Excuse me, how much for this bag of coffee beans that I'm here to purchase?
I don't know. I'm part of the tribunal.
I don't know of a tribunal. I'm at a Starbucks and I'm trying to buy.
My God, he's improvising with me. I think six. Damien, come up here, Damien.
Look at your pants. There's a load of poo.
Oh, there is poop inside my pants. How is this witchcraft happening?
Careful, he's making you yes and him. He's doing improv right now. It's an incredible power, a dark art. It's a very dark art.
Don't kill me. I didn't know I was improvising. He made me.
The bathroom code is 2436. Go!
I can see that bag of beans he's holding. It's incredible object work.
Oh, my God. It's weighted and all.
Well, I think that really is a bag of beans. This is the coffee shop.
No, it's improv.
No, this is where I was fired from when I was not improvising.
Damien, you must be murdered for the sake of the art.
Yes.
Wait, this is real. Yes, that's real coffee beans.
Off with his head.
Yes. And that's our show. We have been the Three Penny Opera, and we just performed a mono scene for you, ladies and gentlemen. Kill us if you must.
Freedom!
Am I still in trouble? They just admitted to doing
a mono scene. Yes, you're still in trouble.
Order up!
Look, I know that this tribunal only caught the last 3 minutes of this presumably long improv set, but... So contextually, it made perfect sense, and it was some of the most fantastic theater and comedy I've ever seen.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We're still going to execute Damien, though.
Yes. But I wasn't even improvising.
Before you leave, sir, in the tribunal, would you mind writing a review that says all of that?
Sure.
On iTunes?
Sure. A review on iTunes for live improv? All right.
Yes. And that's our show for today. Woo! Thank you all so much for joining us. And thank you all for listening. Write to us and let us know what your life is like these days. We'd love to hear from you. Stay in touch. Your name here at alchemythis.com. I've so enjoyed reading your emails. We're clearly all in this together and sharing what this podcast might be doing for you, but also what's going on in your lives. We want to stay in touch, and we appreciate your involvement as much as possible. And stay safe and follow the damn rules, please. Thank you to Jessica Lowe. Thank you for joining us again.
Woo!
You must be excited to get back to puppy land.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah, fantastic.
And, Sonny is a good boy on Instagram. Woo!
Sonny is a good boy on Instagram. Right on.
James Heaney, thank you, sir.
Thank you for thanking me. check out the twitch.tv/ West Side Comedy Theater. There's live shows there. I think every single day at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
So you mean every night?
Well, it depends on if you're in the UK. It's Pacific Standard Time, 7 p.m. Yes, at night. Yes, yes, and...
yes, thank you.
Yes, and...
Craig Kukowski, thank you so much, buddy.
My pleasure. At Kukowski on Twitter or Orange Tux Improv on Twitter to find out about streaming shows that my wife Carla and I might be doing.
Oh, fantastic. Please give her our best. We love her so. Chris Alvarado.
Thank you very much. I love you all. I love all the listeners. At Chris Alvarado on Instagram. Check me out for a really boring time.
Oh, fantastic. And Sonny's a good boy. Yes. Joey Greer, thank you and your pant load of poo.
Thank you for giving that to me. And I carry with me as a point of pride. Check out Jebby Grieber on Instagram as well as Alchemy This on Instagram. We're going to be doing live, the IG lives, and just keeping you all entertained as we spiral into madness.
And much love to our engineer and executive producer, Mr. Doug Bay. The fine folks at iHeartMedia.
Yes, and
thank you all very much for hanging in there with us. We hope we can put any sort of smile on your face. You sure delight us knowing that you're there. So let's keep our community alive and well with your help. We look forward to bringing you many more shows. And thanks for your support. Much appreciated. I'm Kevin Pollock. Until next time.
Alchemy this.